Historic preservation is important. It reaches throughout the state. It affects tourism and local economies. But it doesn't seem like people understand that as well as they should. So the legislators who wanted to put together this caucus felt it was important to make sure the entire General Assembly understood that cutting a budget for historic preservation means fewer jobs and less tourism around the state. They wanted the entire legislature to understand that there are ways that the state can help encourage communities to protect their assets and to really take advantage of the opportunities created by Illinois history. So the legislators who are putting together this caucus just felt like there needed to be a voice for the needs of historic preservation.
Now, we have seen cuts in the past, including closures of facilities or reduced hours in some cases. And those do have an impact on those sites. People go to those places expecting maybe they're going to be open. And when they're not, that certainly hurts not only the tourism for that specific historic site, but also for the community.
Absolutely. The Illinois Historic Preservation Agency has taken a lot of budget cuts the last few years. And that has forced us to be very lean, which is a good thing. But it has also forced us to make some painful decisions about reducing hours at sites, and that's unfortunate. I mean, even major historic sites like the old state capitol or Cahokia Mounds down in the St. Louis area are open only 5 days a week for much of the year. So if a family is traveling through and they think they're going to stop off and visit there, they're going to find, well, it's closed. Well, we might as well hit the road and keep going instead of stopping and spending the afternoon and having lunch in town and buying some souvenirs. So, yeah, it's a situation where they don't get to enjoy and learn and take advantage of the site, and the community loses out on that tourism money.
And this is not all just about budgets, because there are other pieces of legislation that sometimes go through or get brought up, at least, in which historic sites can benefit from that, whether it's some type of preservationist legislation. That would all fall under this heading as well.
Yeah, I think the legislators who are leading this effort have a pretty broad outlook on what they're hoping to focus on. So, yeah, partly it's money and trying to protect the budget for historic services, but it's also a legislation that's more a policy sort of thing. Like, for instance, in this session, there's a bill that would increase the penalties for vandalism at historic buildings. And so that's the kind of thing where the Preservation Caucus might take a stand, might encourage their legislative members to support this bill, which doesn't cost anything extra, but maybe does help protect the sites.
And when we say caucus, I know there may be a few people that don't quite understand what we're talking about here, because you have a House Republican caucus, a House Democratic caucus, same in the Senate, split along party lines. But there are several caucuses in the General Assembly, and they're really just groups of lawmakers, bipartisan in most cases, who are get together because of some specific cause that they back.
Right. It's a group of legislators getting together because of some shared interest where they can work together to develop policies, to propose legislation, to educate one another, so that when issues on that topic come up, they can cast a more educated vote. I think one of the prime examples would be the Sportsman's Caucus, which has just a bunch of downstate legislators of both parties, and they deal with issues of preservation of open lands and hunting rights and how to protect animals so that the outdoorsmen can enjoy the hunting and viewing the animals. So that's a good example of the kind of thing we're talking about.
We're talking with Chris Wills. He is with the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency about the caucus that has been formed in the Illinois General Assembly, a Historic Preservation Caucus. We touched on the old state capitol, and everybody, of course, thinks of Lincoln sites as well. But we're talking really about a much broader group of historic locations. These could include things that tie into Route 66, possibly.
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that's important to understand is that there are historic sites like the old state capitol or Ulysses S. Grant's home up in Galena, but there are also Main Street communities all around Illinois where they've put together programs to preserve their downtowns and to promote the history in those downtowns and kind of keep them vibrant. There are areas, neighborhoods that are on the National Register of Historic Places where you've got sort of clusters of great old homes or historic buildings. And all of those kinds of things would be of concern to this legislative caucus as well.
Now, I read in the release on this that one of the groups that does a lot of good work, the Landmarks Illinois Preservation Group, is also going to be involved kind of working with these lawmakers.
Right. The idea is that the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency and Landmarks Illinois and some other related organizations will provide technical assistance, will provide information, maybe will arrange tours or something like that to help legislators learn more about these issues. So, yeah, it's really a joint effort for us to provide the legislators with the information they need to come up with better laws, to cast more educated votes, to team up together to put this kind of thing front and center.
Now, for those people who have been around town for and following state government for quite some time, yourself included, we have seen a caucus like this before. There was something similar to this at one point. So did it just go away? Did it sort of fizzle out at some point?
Yeah. You know how these things go. You have somebody who's very involved and active, and they get things going. And then if for some reason they leave or there's a change in leadership or whatever, things kind of quiet down a little bit. So this caucus has been inactive the past few years. And so now we've got Senator Althoff, Senator Menar, Representative Brower, and Representative Costello who have decided to join forces in a bipartisan fashion to revive it. And they have about 60 or so members of the legislature that are interested in joining forces with this.
That's more than a third of the entire legislature.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Historic preservation, the agency, of course, with a lot of sites and a lot of events going on throughout the state this summer. So anything that specific we ought to be watching for? I know there's a state budget that's still being worked out. Are there concerns that that budget's going to negatively impact the agency again?
Well, there are always concerns given the state's financial situation. At the moment, there aren't any proposals for significant cuts to the agency. It's more of a placeholder, or that's not the phrase I want to use. It's more of a maintenance budget that keeps things where they are. So we're hopeful that we'll emerge from this session without having to close sites, without having to reduce hours further, without having to lay off more employees. But our legislative people and our director, Amy Martin, are watching that very carefully and doing their best to help legislators avoid that if at all possible.
That's Chris Wills. He's with the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency. Chris, thanks for being with us.
Oh, anytime. Glad to be here.